الله جل وعلا في المقبرة.
Fourth question: Is it permissible to do dhikr, to perform the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the graveyard?
الجواب: السنة عند زيارة المقبرة أو زيارة القبور أن يقول السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين أنتم السابقون ونحن اللاحقون نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية كما في مسلم.
The answer is that the sunnah of visiting the grave is that the one reads in saying Assalamu alaikum diyara qawm al-mu'mineen, giving them salam and salutations, the homes of the believers, that you are the sabiqoon, you are those who preceded us, and we are the lahiqoon, those who will come after you, and we shall meet you insha'Allah. So this is the adhkar to read when visiting the graves.
وله أيضا أن يدعو لأموات المسلمين بالرحمة وأن يستغفر لهم.
Also, it is for him from the Sunnah that he makes dua, he supplicates for the dead believers, and he asks and seeks forgiveness for them.
ولا دليل على أن يقرأ سورة ياسين أو سورة الفاتحة أو بعض سور القرآن عند زيارة المقبرة.
Nor is there any proof which shows the permissibility of reading parts of the Quran, Surah Yasin, or Fatiha, or any other surah in visiting the grave.
وكذلك لا دليل على أن يخص هذا المقام بمئة تسبيحة أو بشيء من الأذكار الأخرى. لا دليل.
Also, there's no evidences to show in specifying any particular types of adhkar, or making subhanallah, for example, 100 times, or any other types of remembrances or dhikr, adhkar, at that particular place.
لكن إن كان من شأنه أنه يذكر الله جل وعلا ماشيا أو يستغفر أو نحو ذلك فدخل المقبرة فكان على شأنه المعروف فلا بأس لأنه لم يخص المقبرة بشيء زائد عن حالته المعتادة.
As for an individual who is on his norm is on his way to the path and walking, that he makes dhikr much and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he happens to walk by the graveyards and he continues, then there's nothing wrong with this because he has not specified that particular dhikr with that particular place.
يقول السائل في سؤاله